Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. I'm going to go back to Psalm 107, verses 23 through 26 in the NIV. I've shared this in the past, and I want to share it again. I just think it's appropriate for where we live right now. Some went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants of the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up the tempest that lifted high waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. I'd like us to think about verses 24 and 25. As I said, I've shared in the past, but they saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep, for he spoke and stirred up the tempest that lifted high waves. Ships today are some of the largest objects that people build in this world. On November 30th of 2020, the One Opus, a mega container ship, the size of a city block or longer, was sailing in a storm off the coast of Japan and lost 1,800 containers overboard. Many more lay crushed on the deck of the ship, completely ruined. It was a massive ship, and yet it was tiny and vulnerable compared to the mighty waves of a storm at sea. We are right to fear the awesome power of the ocean. But we should fear even more the Lord our God, who created the winds and the seas and everything else that takes place. Everyone's worried about this, the world and the climate and all the other things. But keep in mind, we serve the God who created it all. The seafarers in our text saw the mighty power of God. Psalm 107 gives several examples of people who were in difficult situations and saw that hand of God, that power of God at work. People in desert wastelands, prisoners in exile and slavery, rebels with deadly diseases, and merchants at sea. All despaired for their lives, but they saw God's power, and he rescued them. The same God who stirred up the waves also brought these people out of their distress. God is the sovereign Lord of the universe. He created our world and sustains it. This psalm celebrates the power of God. The same God you and I worship today. And it should lead us to fear God in awe and wonder, knowing that he loves and cares for us so much that his mighty hand is watching over us. It should lead us to worship God for his wonderful deeds. Our God is an awesome God who loves us so much. So when life seems to become filled with overwhelming events and situations, turn to Jesus and know he's right here with us. The God who has the power to do whatever needs to be done. Prayer thoughts for today: Scott Rooney, Linda Dobbins, Christina Meal and Suzette, George Meyer, Don, his other brother, and the loss of Bob, and Wayne, Bob and Gertie's son with a stroke, Julie Cassandi's mom, the families in Hawaii who are still going through the devastation, Karen Tyndall as she waits to deal with her back and what's going on, Chris and Elam and their family, Gail Linden, our nation, the church, our families, and continue to remember September 10th, a couple of weeks down the road, we're going to celebrate coming back to God's house on Sunday with inviting all our family friends to come and be in worship. And we're calling that day That's Amore. And it's Italian theme with a catered dinner from Olive Garden. So begin praying about that and that we will reach those who need to be reached and share in God's blessing together. It's a little way of our church giving back to our community. So God bless you all, and thank you for reading this and sharing with us in this. Just take a few moments in prayer, and then have a great day.